We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, RotoViz Radio listener. This is Curtis Patrick from the Dynasty Command Center podcast, and I've got a special deal for you today. Go to RotoViz.com, click the subscribe button, put the 12-month subscription in your cart, and use promo code RVRadio2021. That's RVRadio2021. And you're going to save 10%. Taking advantage of this deal, getting your hands on what's included in the package, is the best way to enhance your performance this year. So go to rotoviz.com and subscribe now.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the best basketball show on RotoViz Radio. My name is Colin Kelly. You can follow me on Twitter at Overton Ireland. Delighted to be joined again on the show and on the entire series by Zachary Kruger, who you can follow on Twitter at ZK_FFB. It has been a lot of fun bringing you through the series so far, and we continue to ramp up the episodes here, bring it all your way over the next couple of weeks throughout the off season. I know basketball is becoming more and more popular. We've been playing it for a number of years, but I can see it just gaining traction more and more each and every season. And I think if you've listened to the show so far, you'll know why we love it and why it's time to either dip your toes in or continue to lead yourself towards success in your leagues. On today's show, we are going to dive a little bit deeper into the Basketball Win Rate Explorer. We have talked about it in a number of shows. We're going to look a little bit deeper at that. It pretty much is one of the main tools we use on the website when we're doing the podcast, when the guys over there that are doing the writing off their pieces that you'll be reading if you are a subscriber to the site. It really gives so much information, particularly when we're looking at basketball. So we're going to dive into it on today's show. It's pretty much, four or five tools wrapped into one tool. It does have the player win rate explorer, the positional heat map, the stack analysis tool, and the stack explorer. And you can play about with all the different formats you can export the data to from it in terms of CSV files and much more. But it is the Win Rate Explorer, but it is pretty much a number of tools wrapped into one, so there's so much there. So, Zach, I'll put the pressure on you. What is the Basketball Win Rate Explorer?
This is one that I'm happy to explain because I thought it was really awesome when Mike Beers came out with it last year. It was around summer 2020 when he had released it, and I remember opening the tool for the first time, and it was just insane, all the amazing things that you could see within this tool, which I'll go over real quickly. But I would say that if you really have looked at the RotoViz tools, or maybe you haven't, if you haven't given enough attention to the Basketball Win Rate Explorer, if everything that we're going to talk about here sounds foreign to you and you're a RotoViz subscriber who has even messed with basketball just a little bit, I would say head on over to the Basketball Win Rate Explorer as you're listening to this podcast and check it out, because there are a lot of awesome things that you can take a look at. Overall, it has five different tabs on there. It's got a summary table, which covers the last 4 years of FFPC best ball leagues. Literally every player who was drafted, you can filter it from anywhere drafted from one time to drafted 100 times or more. You can take a look at that. It gives you their ADPs, their win rates, the fantasy points scored for last season, what percentage of those teams that had those players finish in the top six, and even the average score for the particular year of teams that player was on. So there's a lot of really awesome things right in that little summary table alone. And we haven't even gotten into other tools within this tool, like you said, like the Player Win Rate Explorer, which we're going to talk about in just a second. But in addition to the summary table, there's a Player Win Rate Explorer, there's a positional heat map, there's a stack analysis, and also the stack explorer too. So we're going to take a little bit deeper look at the positional heat map, the Player Win Rate Explorer, and even the stack analysis tool so people can have a better understanding of what they're looking at here. But all in all, I would just kind of call the Best Ball Win Rate Explorer tool the Swiss Army knife of best ball tools. I'm not sure if anyone else has anything out there that's even close to this. It's a very easy tool to get lost in. You can mess around with a lot of different things in here and really have a good time looking at everything if you're in fact building your best ball teams, or maybe you haven't built any best ball teams yet, but you have had some ideas about doing it and you want to see if you think your ideas may work out. You can plug those things into the Best Ball Win Rate Explorer and you can get a good sense of whether or not perhaps some of these strategies that you were considered doing, if you in fact played, will work, and then putting them to use in an actual best ball draft.
Yeah, and put it into the kind of functional way that you can. The thing, it's obviously RotoViz. A lot of the stuff is visual in terms of the data, and I think this here is one of the tools that gives that in the best way in terms of, you mentioned, like, you know, the heat maps. It's pretty simple. You know, if it's green, it's good. If it's red, it's bad. And if it's white or if it's orange, it's in the middle. It's pretty self-explanatory, but it gives so much information. You can really zone in on where that good spot is that you're trying to look at that data, and you can dive in further then as well. The other thing that we're going to mention, I'm going to put you on the spot for, is not just the Best Ball Win Rate Explorer, but also the Player Win Rate Explorer. Just, you know, what is the difference when we're looking here at best ball overall versus the players that are given that win rate?
Yeah, so the Player Win Rate Explorer is a really awesome portion of this tool. I'm going to open it here real quick, but if we take a quick look at this, when we first open it up, there's a top tab up here that says Focus Player. Obviously, that's kind of going to be the key player that you want to take a look at. It gives you some best ball summaries, some construction analysis, what their win rates look like over the last several years. But then you can go down to this section that says Stack Analysis, FFPC, because that's what the format that we're talking about, tool. And in this case, it's defaulted to Ezekiel Elliott and Amari Cooper, with Dak Prescott being the focus player. This is looking at 2020. We can see that a three-player stack with those three players. There were 26 teams in the FFPC that had that three-player stack. Only 7.7% of those teams ended up having winning their leagues. Obviously, that was due to the Dak Prescott injury. But that is a tool that you can really kind of get a good sense of how different builds may work out for you. Now, one thing that I wanted to talk about with this tool just a little bit more, because it essentially does focus on stacking and gives you some tremendous looks at how different win rates may be affected.
Another good example, I think, when we're looking at it, if we're flipping to both sides of the coin, we did obviously have Dak Prescott getting injured, and that was going to mean that a lot of those players probably a lot of those stacks were probably going to be affected, and his win rate would be affected as well. If we look down at Aaron Rodgers and the Packers, for example, a more positive end of the thing, winning the MVP. The nice thing about it is, when we talked about the visualization of it, you can instantly put in Aaron Rodgers and it comes up basically his last four seasons. So 2017, only a 3.2% win rate. Then we had 2018, 7.5. We had 2019, 6.9. But if we look at 2020, it was 12.9%. So you can see specifically, if the only thing you did that season was draft Aaron Rodgers, you had a 12.9% win rate over all those teams. So in that particular sample size, you know, there's nearly 1,600 teams last year that drafted Aaron Rodgers that led to that. So it's, you know, 12.9% off those teams is a large sample size. We looked at it when we're splitting it into the stacks. Again, as you would expect, Devontae Adams had a monster season last year. Aaron Jones had a pretty good season at the running back position. But again, this is going to show a little bit about where the value in those positions can be. So Devontae Adams was pretty much a historical pace he was having at one particular point in time. And some of the numbers he did put up actually were franchise records for the Packers. But if you stacked Rodgers and Adams, it went from Rodgers' win rate of 12.9% up to 14.3%. So it did increase your chances of winning. The other one then was if it was stacked with Aaron Jones, took it up to 14.2%. But if you had a three-player stack, which in all honesty, there was only 9 teams had that 3-player stack, so they worked it out well. You ready for this one, Zach? I don't think anyone could guess this win percentage. If you had the 3 Packers on your roster, those 9 teams, 44.4% win percentage. But again, that is a small sample size, so that's basically that you're getting, you know, 4 of those 9 teams won their leagues. But it does give you the breakdown pretty much with Aaron Jones, with Devontae Adams, with the 3 of them together. You can put in as many players, or you can put in up to 2 players, sorry, and that, and you can check through the last 4 seasons as well. So much data that you can just dive into. But again, all done through visualization charts, which is one of my favorite things.
Yeah, and we're talking about stacks here. And I think that one of the most commonly assumed things when discussing stacks is that you're pairing a player with their quarterback. So you're usually talking about running back, tight end, wide receiver, pair with a quarterback. One thing that I think that we also need to discuss a little bit with stacks, and perhaps even try to normalize a little bit more, is the idea that you can stack an offense without having a quarterback. You can not only stack an offense, but in FFPC leagues, you can stack a team without having the quarterback because they also have kickers and defenses in this. So one of the things that I was curious to see, I put into the Player Win Rate Explorer here. I wanted to take a look at how the Kansas City Chiefs performed in 2018 without Patrick Mahomes, who we know had the highest win rate of any quarterback in FFPC league since 2017. His win rate was just over 23% that year in 2018. But how could a Kansas City stack look without him? So just to give a little bit of perspective, you may not be surprised to hear this, but they could do pretty well if you get the right pieces. So I went ahead and made Tyreek Hill the focus player in this, and I added Travis Kelce to it. Their ADPs were just far enough that year that you could easily stack both of those. Kelce was going at 17.1. Tyreek Hill was going at 30.6. This is just we're just dating ourselves now with these ADPs. These sound so old compared to what we're seeing these days. But then what I also did is I paired them with Harrison Butker, who's just had an ADP of over 200. He's their kicker. So what I wanted to do was see how could players like that perform, you know, if they're all stacked together and playing on a good offense, which the Kansas City Chiefs in 2018 were one of the best offenses in the league, perhaps ever. Only 8 teams were able to triple stack Hill, Kelce, and Butker, but even without that quarterback, Patrick Mahomes, they were still winning 50% of their leagues. 50% of those 8 teams ended up winning their leagues. They averaged over 2,800 points with those builds. It's just an absurd amount of points to think about. It's almost hard to believe that half of those teams still didn't finish in first. And it's a way to still get good pieces of an offense, good pieces of a team, without having to necessarily stack the quarterback. If we take a look at 2019, where Lamar Jackson had his breakout season, again, another offense that played very well. But what I wanted to look at with the 2018 Ravens was a team that was a little bit different than the Chiefs and that they focused more on running the ball than passing the ball. We know that the Ravens have had one of the most run-heavy offenses in the league since Lamar Jackson took over as a starter. So what I did in that case was I wanted to take a look at not only the Ravens' rushing side upside, but also how that may work with teams that you know, have a good defense as well. So what I did is I put in Mark Ingram as my focus player. The Ravens ran the ball a lot. I made the Baltimore defense my defense to pair with them, and then I made Justin Tucker the kicker to pair with these 3 because Justin Tucker's an elite kicker, and with the Ravens team that's running the ball so much, there's probably going to be less opportunities for other teams to score on them. And this team won a lot last in 2019. That 3-player stack, there are 11 players who did that. They had 18.2% win rate, averaged over 2,600 points for those teams. So all in all, what I think this really shows is different ways that you can stack a team without having to necessarily have the quarterback. There's also other pieces we could plug into there, but I just thought that this was an interesting little test to kind of do and to mess around with to show people that you can get good win rates out of teams without having to have a quarterback when you're talking about stacking.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
So moving on then to the positional heat map, specifically for FFPC leagues, when we're looking at this one on today's show again. Again, a lot of the stuff my preferred, I've mentioned this in a number of the shows, and my preferred platform to play on, but there is Fanball, there is Best Ball 10s, there is, you know, Underdog, there's so many different platforms, but the tools that we're talking about on today's show specifically are for the FFPC, but they will also pull in that Fanball and Best Ball 10 data as well. But when we talk of the positional heat map, what are we looking here? What should the listeners be looking for when they dive into the tool?
So the positional heat map is actually a really fun way to break down everything that has happened in FFPC leagues since 2017, and it literally gives us a round-by-round look at these things. Now, if we want to, we can sort for a specific year rather than look at all 4 years as a whole, but for the sake of this exercise, we'll just keep it all together. So when we look at this here for the specific example, we see that running backs tend to boost win rates early on. We see that if you're picking fourth overall, they can boost your win rate by almost a full percent. If you're picking fifth, over 3%, over 6% by 2%, and so on. We can scroll through this positional heat map and see different ways that win rates are affected. We even have, perhaps the only area on this on RotoViz, if I recall correctly, a visual representation of what the running back dead zone looks like. If you're not familiar with the running back dead zone, I would definitely search that in RotoViz a little bit. You'll find a couple different articles on it. But the positional heat map offers an actual visualization of what the running back dead zone looks like and can also give us different options on where we could pivot to if we decide by search, but to search for another position on the heat map like wide receiver or quarterback. So what it does is, again, it just shows you how you can boost your win rates depending on where you're selecting from, with what position you are picking. And it shows you how to optimize your teams in that way. Again, it's just one of the many tools, but it's a good tool to look at. Doesn't necessarily mean you have to follow these rules, but there are several drafts over the course of the years that have been rolled into this. So it gives you a good sense of what you're doing and lets you know if what you're doing may be the right thing or not.
Yeah, and a couple of interesting things to always notice in this tool is when you go in and look at it. If we go in, you mentioned the running back dead zone there, you're going to see it clearly and that it's going to be more orange and red, of course. There will be some green in there, but if you look at the majority of the rounds, pretty much between round 4 and round 10, there's a large amount there in terms of, you know, not positive colors. We touched on this on one of the recent shows about the wide receiver position. If we flip that over, then we look at it basically between round 3 all the way to round 7 is pretty much positive. Now round 7 is a little bit less positive, but round 3 through 6, and if we look at those maps basically on top of each other, it's showing that if we can get our wide receivers between round 3 and round 6 and our running backs then slightly after, it's going to help with those win rates overall when we combine the two of those together. And the other one that we talk about is the elite tight end. If we look at the win rates for tight end over the last 4 years, we're going to see in those first 2 to 3 rounds a lot of green, getting that elite tight end to set that foundation for your roster as well. So lots of things that you can look into and dive in. And of course, there is going to be times where those things aren't going to be every single time. But if we look at the volume of drafts that is in there over the last 4 years, it is a very high sample size, and it gives you a lot of additional information that can be slotted into that. So I would highly recommend checking that out as well over there, in terms of the positional heat map. In terms of the stacks and the stack analysis part of the tool, you mentioned it as well. It's like a Swiss Army knife. We're talking about one tool here that's doing all of these different functions. And again, you mentioned Mike Beers putting it together. I think Beers is one of the best at this sort of thing in the entire industry. Absolutely phenomenal. But in terms of the stack, the upside stack and the Stavis stacks, what are we diving into here, Zach?
Sure. So we'll just touch on a couple of these, but I thought that they were interesting because some of these stacks that you're seeing near the top in win rate percentages aren't probably necessarily what you would expect to see at the top. So when I take a look at this, we'll go over highest upside stacks first, which is sorted by the top percent of teams in the top 2% across all leagues. What this does is it allows you to look at things from a team stacking perspective. So what we mean by that is stacking multiple players on the same team, just as we discussed earlier. This is no different here. What we see is that there are a lot of high upside stacks that feature kickers on the team, which you maybe goes a little bit against the conventional wisdom. I think, again, we automatically imply that it has to have a quarterback on the same team, that it has to have a wide receiver on the same team, and maybe even the tight end. That's not necessarily the case. If we sort the highest upside stacks based on the top 2%, it gives us five here, and four of those stacks actually show the kicker being one of the main linchpins in these high upside stacks. This does not defer either for the safest stacks, but we'll get to that in just a moment. But what it looks at, again, is stacks within the same team. So we see stacks where it's the place kicker one, the RB two, the wide receiver two. That was actually the stack that landed highest in the top two percentile at 3.07%, which is, I just think, something that you wouldn't expect, which is why I wanted to touch on a little bit. I think that it very often we consider high upside stacks or even safe stacks as players who are unquestionably the leader at their positions. Here we actually see a case where the highest upside stack features not the RB1 on his own team, but the RB2 on his own team, which I thought was very interesting. Now, if we move it down the safest stacks, what we see here is this is teams that finish in the top 6%. And the safest stacks here, number one, again, is that team that has the place kicker, the RB1 of their own team, and the RB2 of their own team. Those stacks came in at a 56.1% top six finish. So again, these teams aren't necessarily winning, but you can argue that they're safe and that because of their safety, there's some upside that exists. When it comes to drafting these teams and these players, I think that it's very interesting to just consider that sometimes stacking players, sometimes building out teams doesn't always go the way we expect it to. I think sometimes we get very much caught up in always having the best players on these teams, and we assume at times that if we're not able to stack these elite players, that all hope is lost and we're simply not going to have a stack. Finding that defense, finding that kicker to perhaps round out a stack with maybe a RB2 or RB3 or maybe a wide receiver 2 on their own team. These are stacks that can actually do very well for you if you're getting the right players, perhaps chasing the players on the elite offenses like a Kansas City, like a Baltimore, maybe like a Buffalo or even a Green Bay. These are teams that if you're stacking them correctly, they don't have to be the best players on their team to still offer you a strong stack stretched over the course of a 17-week season.
Not a lot of interesting stuff there. And when we talk about the stacks and diving into it, just again, visually, all there gives you so much more information than probably more information than you need, but it's going to give you all the information you need to set up those best strategies. As we kind of look to combine the Win Rate Explorer then with the Roster Construction Explorer, the FFPC Command Center, and much more to get the optimal teams as we head into the season. Hopefully you have enjoyed today's show where we did dive a little bit deeper into the Best Ball One Rate Explorer. If you are a RotoViz subscriber, I'd recommend to check it out if you haven't already. If you are a subscriber too, maybe some of the information we talked about will help you in using those tools. But if you aren't a RotoViz subscriber and you are interested as a podcast listener, you can save 10% off a 1-year RotoViz subscription. All you have to do is add the code RVRadio2021 at checkout or by going to rotoviz.com/podcast for more additional information. That's going to do it for today's edition of the series. It is the best ball show on RotoViz Radio. Check out all the great work as well up on rotoviz.com. And if you are so inclined, drop us a 5-star review on your favorite podcast app. My name is Colm Kelly. You can follow me on Twitter at OverTimeIreland. My co-host for the series is Zachary Kruger. Follow him on Twitter at ZK_FFB. Until we're back with the next episode of the show, of course, have a good one.